Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
Hey, wait a minute. Come up here.
Okay.
I want this on. I want to be able to hear the questions. And I can hear you fine there, but I know it won't be able to be heard on the camera, so speak it.
It's just an observation that it's not the words that we speak like a formula. It's the authority in the intonation of our voice and our spirit man when we speak those words that the demons must go. Because the seven sons of Sceva spoke the words in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. So they did invoke the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Those demons knew the name of Yeshua, but they must have said it in such a way with some sort of intonation in their voice that those demons could hear doubt. It's like maybe a little question mark tone at the end coming up. Something like that. You understand?
Mm-hmm, sure.
So whenever Thurman says, in the name of Jesus, he says it with such boldness and such authority because of his relationship that he has with the Lord, that anybody hearing his voice knows that there is not one inkling of doubt. There's no thinking twice about it, no giving it a second thought whatsoever. He's saying it, he knows it, and that's the authority that's been given to us as believers.
Amen.
If we know that we know that we know that we know, there won't be any doubt. But somebody just beginning, which I have prayed for people, and they've died. Why? Because I didn't have, that was years ago, I didn't have the authority being spoken in the name, and I said all the right words. But what was there in my tone? My tone, well, there wasn't the authority that was there, the surety, because of my relationship with Emmanuel, God with me, God in me, the Holy Spirit of my Savior, Yeshua, that's in me. I didn't have that relationship then, so I didn't speak it with authority. There was a bit of doubt still there. It's like, we can say, I love you to our spouse. And she knows by the way, or he knows by the way we say it, whether or not we mean it or not. Oh, I love you. I love you. You know, you say it in different ways, and they know whether you're serious or not. You know? So it's all in authority.
Amen.
In the tone of voice.
Amen. Now that's absolutely a fact. In fact, there's places in the Scripture in the book of Matthew where there is people that stand before the Lord one day in judgment, and he says, I never knew you, into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And they said, but Lord, did we not cast out demons in your name? He said, yes, you did. But I never knew you. If you can speak by faith in the name of Jesus, it says every knee shall bow. Paul told us in Philippians that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. Now, he didn't say that Jesus had to say this. He said, at the name of Jesus. Now, there is people that can speak bold faith in the name of Jesus, and there will be demons, especially little principalities and powers, not some of the more powerful rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. They won't even confront you if you speak in the name of Jesus. Because when you command them to leave, like a little spirit of infirmity, I know I have done this for many people since I've been given revelation by the Holy Spirit Himself many years ago that athlete's foot is a spirit of infirmity because I'd had it for 40 years. And when the Lord came to me that night and I'm sitting there reading the Scripture, hours I've been studying about spirits of, I'm diligently seeking God, I'm diligently trying to understand, I go back through the Word of God and I look up everywhere in my computer a spirit of. And I read every scripture from Genesis to Revelation. But when I get to Luke 13:11, And I read about the spirit of infirmity. Lo, this woman that had the spirit of infirmity these 18 years, ought not she be loosed on the Sabbath day? When I read that, the Lord spoke to me in an audible voice I got to hear in my spirit. It wasn't just a little weak voice. I heard a voice. He said, "Son, you have one of those living in your body." I said, "Lord, infirmity means sickness or weakness, and I'm not sick and I'm not weak. What is it?" He said, "It's your athlete's foot." I said, "Lord, athlete's foot is a spirit?" He said, "Yes, son, and in my name you have authority over it." Now just think, I'm a blood-washed, Holy Ghost-filled, walking in the anointing, carrying a demon of infirmity around in my feet, it's eating my toes off, that I doctor all the time thinking it is a fungus. That's what the doctor told me. If you just keep it doctored, you can keep it under control. But if I got somewhere where I couldn't get medicine to doctor it real often, it would eat on my feet, they'd get the bleeding and everything. But that night, 10 or 12 years ago, I'd done something that most people would thought I was crazy. I swung my feet out from that computer desk. I looked down at those toes through them boots, and I said, "Satan, you foul spirit of hell, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of infirmity to come out of me. And you go back to the pit of hell from where you come from. And don't you ever come back in me again, ever, in the name of Jesus." Now, Father, I ask you to send the mighty Holy Spirit in there to heal and restore everything the devil has messed up in my feet. And I want to thank you for delivering me in Jesus' name. And I was instantly healed, and I have never had athlete's foot again, ever, to this day. And I've told that to I don't know how many people. And in fact, tomorrow night, Jim and I is going to video a testimony of a little 10-year-old girl that her feet had been eat up with athlete's foot for years. I mean, eat up to the point that they're coming off around the toenail, split down the middle. A doctor's can't do nothing. And her mother came to me a few years ago, I guess 2 years ago, and I wanted to know what to do. And I told her, she said, since prayer, nothing worked. I said, if nothing worked and the doctors can't heal it, and you've prayed and everything, nothing works, I said, your baby's got a demon. And that mother immediately began to cry. She said, "Thurman, my baby can't have a demon." I said, "Oh, yeah, she's got a demon of infirmity." But I said, "It ain't no big deal." I said, "God gave us authority and power over him in his name." I said, "You take the name of Jesus, and you take and you tell your husband," y'all read Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, two verses. You read those two verses, and those two verses say, "Behold," Jesus speaking, "Behold, I give unto you authority over Satan and his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Be not thankful that the evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather be thankful that your name is written in heaven." I said, take those two verses. You and your husband read those verses. When you get it in your spirit, you go in there and you command that spirit of infirmity to come out of your baby's feet. And then you ask the Father in the name of Jesus to send the Holy Spirit to heal that baby. And I said, she'll be healed. And that was on Sunday night. And after he come in from RA's that night, he went at about 10 o'clock. They'd already put the kids to bed. She told him, said, "Honey," said, "Russell, I went to see Thurman today. And Thurman told me that our baby's got a demon." He said, "Well, if Thurman said she's got a demon, I know Thurman walks in the gifts of the Spirit. I've seen too many things happen in this church that he's prayed over. Said if he said she's got a demon, she's got a demon." What did he say do? He said he told us to read these two verses and then do what they said. So he said we read those two verses and said, "I read those and read those, and I got that in my spirit." And I went in there and woke my little daughter up, and I told her, I said, "Honey, we're going to cast a demon out of you tonight. We're going to speak the healing power of Jesus in you." He said, "Thurman, we looked down her little toes, and her toes were they were almost coming off. There were just blood all around." And said her toenails were split from the front all the way up to the cuticle. Split open and bleeding. And he said, "I looked down at my baby's feet, and I said, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command that demon of infirmity, that demon of athlete's foot, to come out of my baby in the name of Jesus and go back to the pit of hell. And I ask you, Father, to heal her in Jesus' name." He said, "We put her to bed." He said, "The next morning I got up before I went to work, and I walked in there and said, honey," jerked her cover off her, said, "let's look at your feet." He said, I jerked her cover off her, and my baby pulled her toes up and said, immediately tears gushed out of her eyes as she looked down and said, "Daddy, it worked." He said, Thurman, as God is my witness, them little toes looked like they had brand new. There was no bleeding. There was no splits. They were made totally, perfectly well overnight. You see what a demon will do to a Christian? You hear people in the church say, but Thurman, a Christian can't have a demon. I'm telling you, somebody lied to you. That's what's causing all of our problems, demons. And you got authority over them. Why had that lovely little couple and that precious little girl had her toes eat up with athlete's foot almost since she was born? I don't know what gave the devil legal right to get in there. I don't have a clue. All I know, he was in there. And all I know, he was eating that precious little baby's toes up. And all I know is, since I know that's a weak little spirit of infirmity and he ain't very powerful, I could tell that young man and young woman and tell them to read two verses, and they did by faith what God's Word said. And I'm going to tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I had them right here today, I'm going to tell you they didn't do it with the boldness and the faith that I do it with. But that demon still obeyed him. Because that's a spiritual leader in that home, and there's nobody on earth got more power over his daughter than his daddy, than her daughter, daddy. Even he speaks it gently, has more authority over that baby than I do, because that's his baby. But when he spoke by faith in the name of Jesus, that demon of hell left that little girl's toes, and that little girl, can you imagine when you go in there after 10 o'clock at night and you look at your little daughter's feet and they're coming off, the toenails, you've had her to the doctor, nothing works, and her toenails are split open. How long does it take a toenail once it's split open to grow out? Days or weeks. But what happened overnight? Is that a miracle healing? Sure it is. Is that the kind of God we serve? Yeah. Absolutely. They'd done that by faith in that little girl. In fact, months and months later, that little girl totally healed, and I walked out. She's still about this big, and just a little bitty lady. She's 10 years old, 11 or something like that now. Well, I walked out church one night. One day was all walking out. They come around the corners. I come down the middle, and I reached over and laid my hand on her head and patted on her head, and she looked up at me. I said, honey, how's your athlete's foot? She said, it's gone, Mr. Scrivener. I said, honey.
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.